Japanese authorities say the death toll from this week's earthquake has risen to 28. They say both civilian and military rescue and relief teams are still racing against time to try and save lives, more than 40 hours after the 7.1 magnitude quake hit. More than 22,000 households and facilities are still without power. Complicating matters is the looming risk of heat stroke, with temperatures forecast to reach 40 degrees this weekend. Japan has the world's fourth largest economy, and as well as the human and physical damage, Chief Cabinet Secretary Minoru Kihara says authorities are trying to take stock of the economic impact of the disaster.
Regarding the impact of this earthquake on Japan's domestic economy, it is difficult at this point to make any detailed assessment or draw conclusions in advance, as we are still in the life-saving and rescue phase. That said, we will first work to restore infrastructure such as ports, while closely monitoring the effects on economic activity, including supply chains for semiconductors, automobiles, and other industries.